Okay, so this is a mindfulness exercise. What I'd like you to do is make yourself comfy. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfy spot for your head. And just allow yourself to settle in to a position that's relaxing. And it's always best to sort of have your feet on the floor if you can. Mm-hmm. Your hands comfortably on your lap. And find a comfortable position for your head. So when you're practicing this exercise, it's optimal to do it in a place that you won't be bothered or distracted. So just take a first few minutes to close your eyes and focus on the breath coming in through your nose. Focus on the movement of the air as you take that breath in, nice and deep and slow, in through the nose. And then exhale very slowly out through the mouth. And as you exhale, notice the sense of release you feel as you breathe all the way out. So taking a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air, coming inside the nasal passage. Breathing in nice and deep and slow into your chest. And then exhaling out through your mouth. Let that tension go. Let your shoulders drop down. Let your jaw relax. Let your eyes soften. The small muscles at the corners of the eyes, the corners of the mouth, allow those muscles to soften, your hands to relax, your legs and your feet to relax. So take a few more moments, focusing on your breath as I explain this exercise, continuing to focus on your breath as I just explain what we're going to do. So this mindfulness acceptance exercise is all about learning how to stay with distressing feelings, distressing somatic sensations in our body, distressing thoughts, to stay with them, but from an observer stance rather than being immersed by them. This skill takes practice. It's about learning how to stay with these sensations, whatever they may be, however intense, knowing nothing lasts forever, and feelings, thoughts, sensations can do us no harm whatsoever. So part of the exercise is about being with distressing thoughts, somatic experiences, feelings, being with them and bringing compassion and acceptance to them, allowing them to be there, making space for them, and having compassion for yourself that you're experiencing this thing in this moment. Just allowing yourself to experience some loving kindness for whatever your experience is, regardless whether you want it, like it, whether you have time for it, whatever. Just allowing yourself to be with it, whatever it is in that moment. No judgment, no repulsion, no resistance. So mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with practice. The goal is to develop this skill so you can practice it wherever you are. Be acutely aware of what you're feeling in your body, the emotion you're experiencing that moment, being able to label that emotion, noticing your thoughts about feelings, thoughts about the experience, thoughts about the situation, thoughts about the past, thoughts about the future and the implications, being with it. Sitting with it, allowing it to be there, not pushing it away, not repelling against it. So taking a moment to again focus on your breathing. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. In through your nose and out through your mouth. what I'd like you to do as you're paying attention to your breath, I'd like you to also bring attention to the sensations in your body, the sensation of touch, contact between your arms and your legs and the furniture, the contact between your feet and the floor with your back. Just bring a sense of awareness to the points of contact. Bring a sense of awareness to the movement of your body as you breathe. Bring awareness to the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. Noticing your breath is like a wave in and out. Notice the rhythm of the breath. Noticing each inhalation and exhalation. Taking a few moments to really feel the sensations in your body and the sensations associated with your breath. There's no need to control your breath in any way. Just breathe and let the breathing take care of itself. And just let the rest of your experience be whatever it is. If your mind is wandering, if your mind is conjuring up judgments of frustration or questioning, just allow it to be whatever it is. There's nothing to be fixed, no particular state to be achieved. Allow your experience to be what it is, whatever it is in this moment. Not trying to force it or make it into something, just allow it to be. And the mind does wander, and this is natural, this is normal. This is what the mind does. And when it wanders, just notice it. Notice where it's wandered to and just gently bring it back to your breath. Bring the mind back to the breath, to the movement of your body as you breathe and to the points of contact with the furniture and the floor. Notice the moment-to-moment changes. And have compassion, have acceptance for your mind as many times as it wanders away. This is natural. And what I'd like you to do now is to bring to mind a recent experience where your mind or your body felt hijacked by a particular thought, emotion, trigger, sensation, and I want you to just notice what triggered it. Bring it back to mind. Notice what you were feeling. Notice what was happening in your body. Notice where you were, what you were thinking about, what you wanted to do, what the thoughts were going through your head, what time of day it was, what experiences you are having in your body. Notice as much of the experience as you can, as if you're observing yourself, watching yourself experience that now. Notice what was happening in your tummy, in your hands, in your fists, or imagine, or remember. Try to bring it back to mind or imagine. Notice the somatic experiences of tightness, heaviness, tension. Notice and label the emotions, whatever they may be. Let it be whatever it is. Take a few moments to bring it back to mind. Bring it back to the forefront of your mind. Notice too any resistance to re-experiencing, any repulsion, any judgment, any dismissiveness, any minimizing. Notice all. Notice the thoughts about the thoughts about the feelings, the thoughts about the sensations. Try as best you can to bring it all back to mind and make as much space for it as you need. Sit with it, notice it, observe it. Take a moment to come back to the breath. Notice the breath, the movement of the air, the movement in your body, the points of contact between your body and the chair, with the floor. Stay with the breath as best you can, knowing your mind will wander. Breathing in nice and deep and easy, and exhaling and letting go. Just notice and make space for the feelings. Make space for the longing, for the wanting. Make space for the judging. Make space for the repulsion, the minimizing, the dismissing. Make space for the pain, the anger, the guilt, the criticism. Make space for the tension and tightness in your chest, in your tummy, for the heaviness. Make space for it. And watch the sensations as you make space for it change from moment to moment. It may feel like it takes up your entire body, or perhaps the entire room, fills a building or a house, takes up an entire football field, a city block. Just allow it to take up as much space as it needs. Sometimes as we make space, the sensations, emotions intensify, the thoughts grow more rapid, erratic, frequent. Sometimes they stay the same, and sometimes they weaken. Breathe in and out from the sensations, but not trying to change them. Imagine the breath moving into the region of your body and flowing through the sensations. Remembering the purpose is not to feel better, but to get better at feeling. The purpose is not to feel better, but to get better at feeling. And if ever you notice yourself difficulty struggling to focus, because of intense emotions, sensations, rapid thoughts, just let go of your focus on your breath. Just let go of the focus on your breath and bring your attention to the place of discomfort. Be there with it. Direct your attention into it, on it. Stay with it, no matter how bad it seems. Take a look at it. What does it really feel like? How big is it? How intense? How deep? How's it moving? What color is it? Are you willing to be with it, regardless of whatever it is? Are you willing to stay with it? Are you willing to befriend it? Along with physical sensations in our body, you'll notice the thoughts about the sensations, thoughts about thoughts, thoughts about sensations, thoughts about urges, thoughts about you, thoughts about the thoughts in relation to the future and the past. You may notice judgments, like getting worse, can't handle it. Criticisms, like I shouldn't be thinking this. Whatever you're experiencing, just notice it and come back to the experience as it is, not as your mind tells you it is. Come back to the experience as it is, not as your mind tells you it is. And you can name thoughts, such as worry. You can name experiences such as resistance, repulsion, frustration. You can name emotions. You can name experiences such as tensing, tightness. Just observe it. There it is. There's tightness. There's repulsion. There's criticism. Just name it. And come back to the experience as it is. Come back to your body. Come back to your breath, the movement in your body, the points of contact with the furniture in the chair. Make space for the experience, whatever it is. Allow it to be there. Open your heart to it, accept it, befriend it, make space for it. Accept your experience, whatever it is, even if you don't like it. Allow yourself to be present with it. Must these feelings, must these thoughts, must these sensations, must this experience you're having in this moment be your enemy? Can you make room for it? What does it really feel like? What does it represent? What do you want underneath? What are you longing for? How do you need to take care of yourself? Stay with the discomfort, whatever it may be, as long as it pulls your attention. And as you stay with it, regardless of how long it takes, be it 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, noticing how it changes moment to moment, whatever that change may be, staying the same, getting worse, or weakening. As we embrace things, sit with them, allow them to be, understand them, observe them, they tend to dissipate all on their own. Pain, whatever that pain may be, emotional or physical, pain times resistance, repulsion, criticism, whatever form of resistance it takes, transforms into suffering. Pain observed, pain accepted, pain that we stay with doesn't lead to suffering. Suffering is optional. It's only when we resist, ignore, minimize, dismiss, do we create suffering? So if we can sit with whatever we're feeling, regardless of whether we like it or want it, we eliminate suffering, and the pain diffuses all on its own. It's natural for humans to fight, to resist, to repel, but it's the counterintuitive thing that actually helps, doing the exact opposite to what we think makes sense, in the long term, relieves suffering. Sit with it, allow it to be. Allow it to be there, don't dive into it. Don't magnify it. Don't resist it. Don't be repulsed by it. Don't tell yourself you can't experience it. There's no emotion, no somatic experience, regardless of how distressing, whether it be intense tightness in our chest or nauseousness. There's no sensation that can hurt us. There's no risk as long as we don't resist. We don't dive into it, but we sit with it, befriend it, observe it, understand it. But don't put it on like a costume. So this mindfulness acceptance is a skill that comes with time. Whatever the experience, we can learn to sit with it, be with it, befriend it, process it, and release it. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.